This happened yesterday afternoon, and I'm bringing it to you because I want you to know that if fathers and mothers don't become right and do it right, you're going to have more and more of this happening in schools around the country and around the world, because the principles are the same and they never changes. Just because people change, God's values, His principles in your heart, they're already written. They're not going to be changed. All right. There was a shooting. Fox News is reporting on shots fired at a Colorado STEM school. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math school in Colorado. Here's the first soundbite.
About 1:50 local time, mountain time in Denver, reports of shots fired at STEM school in Highlands Ranch. That's south of Denver, past Littleton, Colorado, where Columbine High School is, and then the next community is Highlands Ranch. They originally said 2 victims. Now we know there were 7 and possibly 8. It happened in a middle school section of this school. It's a K-12 place, but it was in the middle school building. The school administrators reported shots fired. Officers arrived within minutes. 2 suspects are in custody.
Amazing. And it's because failure of the parents and the corruption of the school, the teachers, the principals, they are, you just have gross, nasty teachers and principals and authorities in these schools now, counselors and experts and all kind of mess. And not all, but most. And they're corrupting your children. That's why they're doing this. They're turning them against America. They're making them accept wrong as right. And I have some examples of some of the kids who were involved in this shooting, how they thought about things. This is from Fox and Heavy. Colorado school shooting leaves at least 1 dead, 8 injured. The victim was an 18-year-old male by the name of Kendrick Castillo, and the police arrested 18-year-old Devin Erickson and a juvenile accomplice. Both students at the school. Devin Erickson is a registered Democrat, not a Republican, not a conservative, not a Christian, a registered Democrat. And he, according to this report, he expressed hatred for some Christians. So he hated the Christians, according to this report. Christians are being attacked all around the world every day. So can we get some hate crime laws passed protecting Christians too? Not just for the Jews and the Muslims, for the Christians as well. Christians are hated. This report said this person hated the Christians. It says some, but if you hate some, you hate all, because they want to water it down when it concerning the Christians. Let's get some, call up the president, go visit the president, and let him know we need hate crime laws passed to protect the Christians. So he hated the Christians, some Christians, they said, and shared posts criticizing Donald Trump and praising Barack Obama. I rest my case. He loved his own kind, those of his father, the devil. He wrote in one Facebook post a couple years ago, you know what I hate? All these Christians who hate gays, yet in the Bible it says in Deuteronomy 17:12-13, if someone doesn't do what their priests tell them to do, they are supposed to die. I've never seen that in the Bible. I don't know what Bible. Is he reading the Quran or something? It has plenty of crazy stuff like that. But all they get out of it is the gays. So this boy read the wrong Bible. CBS Denver is reporting the car was towed from the STEM shooting suspect's home. Apparently has F Society spray painted on the side. Also 666. And what looks like a pentagram sprayed on the hood. So this is a messed up person. I guarantee you he has messed up parents, and he was screwed up even more so in the schools. He didn't just wake up one day and decide, I want to hate the Christians, I want to go kill. He was influenced by hatred because he grew up angry. Or he was angry. The Denver channel wrote that multiple sources says the second suspect, who is a minor, is a transgender male. I rest my case. The second suspect, who is a minor, is a transgender male who was in the midst of transitioning from a female to a male. Now, you know you got to be messed up in the head. And that was his accomplice, according to the report. So he was transitioning. Oh, she was transitioning from a male, female to a male. No, she was just putting on male body part. Inside, she's still a she, dead or alive. The motive, the station alleges, went beyond bullying and involved revenge and anger toward others at the school. Christians, adding that one suspect was involved in a legal and illegal drug use and had been in therapy. So sad. And one last point about this, folks. One student by the name of Brandon Bialy is credited with tackling one of the gunmen. He and two friends tried to tackle the gunman, but one of the boys was shot in the chest. The shooting took place a week after a gunman killed two students and wounded four at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and nearly 3 weeks after neighboring Lillington marked the 20th anniversary of the Columbine school massacre that killed 13 people. Also, where a young woman who fantasized about the incident killed herself recently. That's a lot of reading for a black man. I read all that. Can you imagine, Joel? Whew. Trying to make the black man white. But these things will continue because of good versus evil. You're either influenced by good or you're influenced by evil. And there's not a physical thing that can resolve this or solve this, folks. You got to repent and be born again. Do it the right way. Be right and do it right. And then your children will not be killing. No government, no blaming the Christians, or blaming anyone really, will stop this. No money, no friendship, nothing. But you got to overcome anger. Just FYI. It's in you. You got to take responsibility and repent. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.